We're just talking about the president having the audacity to believe he can pick up black votes around the country. One of my good friends is with us now, Deneen Borelli. She's part of the Trump 2020 Black Voices for Trump. She's on the advisory board. One of the good people I've met along the way. Deneen, welcome back to the program. It's been a while.
Hey, Steve. Good morning. Thanks so much.
Good to have you here. I want you to hear this report from a Detroit television station real quick. Go ahead. Run bite number four, please.
Getting those voters who sat out 4 years ago to show up this time. And a sign the Trump campaign knows this, it has an office right down the road from the Democrats, specifically targeting black voters in Detroit. How unusual is that to see, forget Trump, but a Republican presidential campaign open an office in West Side of Detroit?
I've never seen it. I've never seen it ever before.
But what does it tell you?
The importance of not only Michigan, but Detroit and the black vote. Because the parties, both parties need us, really. Joe Biden is not really the most exciting person, and I think
Meanwhile, and not the most exciting person, Deneen, meanwhile, you've got people like 50 Cent who says he doesn't want to be 20 Cent under Joe Biden's tax plan, which I thought was precious, by the way. You're in Michigan today, part of the Black Voices for Trump effort going on out there. But I hear, you know, no Republican has ever set up with the city of Detroit like that. The audacity. But there is a real effort to reach out to African-American voters, isn't there?
Yes, and why not, Steve? And first of all, I think the president and this administration has done an amazing job reaching out not only to all voters, but to black voters in particular, because black voters have been taken advantage of for way too long by Democrat politicians. They only see or hear from these politicians. I call them drive-by politicians. They hear from them at election time. And so with this president, there are the community centers across the country. But not only that, this president wants everyone to be economically empowered. And when he spoke directly to black voters when he was first campaigning, what do you have to lose? And we have seen the accomplishments under this administration with the rollback in taxes and regulations. Prior to the pandemic, there were more jobs than people to fill them, record low black unemployment, wage growth as well. And so the president has made significant strides for black voters, and he can do it again as we fight this pandemic with a second term.
We know that the polling companies failed miserably in 2016, Deneen. I don't know that they're doing any better this year, because the polls that were accurate in 2016 ring true to me today, and that's the IDB tip poll that shows the race at about 2.3% nationally. I think that's about right. I don't know if they've learned anything. And I wonder what you hear when you travel around the country. Do you talk to people that have maybe never voted for a Republican that are considering it? Because the big group of people that I keep hearing from are what were referred to as the undervoted 2016. All those tens of thousands of people that filled out ballots but did not cast a ballot for president because they didn't like Hillary, didn't trust Trump, and now they're saying, you know what, I'm going to vote for Trump. I'm hearing a lot of those people out there. But somehow the polling shows that Joe Biden is going to, at least if you believed him, is going to outperform Barack Obama in 2008. And nobody believes that. But what are you hearing?
How much time do I have to laugh at that one, Steve? There is a silent majority out there. A lot of people are not being truthful about who they are going to vote for, because they don't want to be targeted and criticized and called names. It's just way too much work and not worth the effort. There is a silent majority out there. The polls were wrong the last time around. And the anti-Trump media is also part of this initiative to get the wrong information out or no information out to voters who really need to know what's going on. And why do you think they rolled out former President Obama yesterday in Pennsylvania for Joe Biden? That was his first in-person event. It was a drive-in arena where he was making comments to this crowd. It wasn't like a Trump crowd, for sure. But don't forget, Obama took his time endorsing Joe Biden for this election.
Right, but with 13 days to go, he finally shows up. And he spent no time telling you how great Joe Biden was. He spent time telling you how awful Donald Trump is. And again, I look at a couple of things I do see in the polls. And when people are asked by Gallup and others, Gallup, by the way, got out of the polling for who's going to win the race. But they do ask questions like, Who do you think is going to win the election? The majority of Americans think Donald Trump's going to win. Who do you think your neighbors are voting for? The majority of Americans think their neighbors are voting for Donald Trump. Those are telling to me.
Well, it's telling that the excitement and the momentum and the enthusiasm of voters who support this president are out there, because we're seeing the excitement, enthusiasm, and momentum coming from this president. I mean, how many events did he have just this week alone, Steve, not even counting tonight's debate, which I'm very much looking forward to. I'm sure you are as well.
Yes.
But folks on the ground, they know what's going on, and I hear it and see it all the time from people I run into, whether it's at my church or the supermarket.
All right, so let me ask you this, because the point of your effort, obviously, to get more black Americans to join you at the polling place and pull the lever, not just for Donald Trump, but for Republican senators, people like John James in Michigan and others. I believe Donald Trump got 8% of the African-American vote, roughly, in 2016, far better than Mitt Romney did or John McCain did. Can he break into double digits? There's some that believe that he'll get 12 to 14% of the black vote. If he does that, I believe this party is over, honestly. But what do you think, honestly, from putting your finger on the pulse?
I totally see President Trump making great strides with black voters. Rasmussen reports likely black voter support for this president is anywhere from 20 to 40%, Steve. And again, there is this silent majority. When I was first involved in public policy, there were not that many black conservatives out there. Now they are out there in droves, and it's really great to see.
Deneen Borelli here, Trump 2020 Black Voices for Trump Advisory Board member in Michigan. And thank you so much for bringing the nice weather with you. Greatly appreciate it, Deneen.
My pleasure.
Just giving you a hard time. Always good to talk to you, my friend. Miss seeing you.
Take care, Steve. Thanks a lot.
There you have it. Deneen Borelli, everybody. One of those good people you meet along the way, you get to know and just really learn to appreciate quickly. It's the Steve Guru Show on a Thursday. We'll be right back.